Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. Yes, it is. All sorts of stuff coming up. We've got Labor Day 1 week from today. Please be aware of that. And I would imagine most of us are going to have some sort of a long weekend. Are you doing anything in particular for Labor Day? Are you going to try and squeeze something in? You know, when Heidi and I lived in other places and weather really did change around Labor Day, it was okay. You know, you just kind of got it and things changed weather-wise. But here, let's face it, we've easily got another month of weather that is going to be suitable for the beach, for outdoor stuff. So I don't know that Labor Day has exactly the same feel, like that same end of summer feel that I have certainly experienced through the years in other places. But we'll talk a little about it as we head through the next couple of days. Joe Moreno is going to be here tomorrow, former federal prosecutor. Exactly what is going on? There's still a lot of discussion about all of this this lawfare stuff, and that will be tomorrow with my friend Joe Moreno. I am fascinated to this day with the entire Princess Diana thing. I am, and I don't know. I'm not somebody who's like some fan of the royals or stuff like. But God, there's just something about her, and her life, and her look, and the whole feel to her that draws so many of us in. Now we're about to get a very special peek into all of this. It's coming up on Saturday at Mooney Hall over at the Dominion Energy Center. And the folks who are behind this are joining us. I want to make sure I get the names right, and I apologize if I screw it up. Well, I'm going to start with the easy one. Richard Darlton. That's an easy one. But Renea Plant. Renea, have I screwed up the first name?
Just a little bit. It's just Renee. But Renee. Yeah, Renee. Renee Plant. Well, yeah, hi, Renee Jeff.
Hi, Renee. Hi, Richard. Thank you guys for being here.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about what it is we're going to see on Saturday as we come down to the Dominion Energy Center.
Renee Eagle.
Yeah, so Richard and I are flying in to come and do a really special honoring Diana's life and legacy. She's been passed 28 years ago on the 31st. And so we're flying down to Richmond, and we're bringing a book that we've written called It's All About the Hair, My Decade with Diana. And that's because Richard actually worked with her and was her, you know, personal hairstylist for over a decade. And we're
every
also
day.
Bringing a falcon dress every day. a falcon dress that she wore, which is in the Princess Diana Museum's collection, as well as the famous black sheep sweater that she wore in 1983. That has not been seen in public before. And so we're really excited that everybody can come down to the Dominion Center on Saturday. The doors open at 12 o'clock. And Richard and I will be there talking all these stories that he's so eager to share that no one's ever heard before.
Well, I love the whole idea. But now, Richard, I know you've never shared them before, but share a couple. What was she like day in and day out?
Well, you know, everybody said, what was she like? She was absolutely incredible, and more so in real life than anyone ever knew. I mean, she was the most genuine, sweet, you know, great sense of humor, a very naughty sense of humor. But anyway, it's all in the book. And we're signing the book after the event on Saturday.
Right.
And as I say, it's called It's All About the Hair, my decade with Diana, and it literally was every day. I probably saw her more than her husband did. But that's another story.
Well, now, wait a minute. All right, don't run right past that one, Richard.
You've got to be there on Saturday.
Well, I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I'm going to get my book signed and all of that good stuff, but you can't just leave that hanging out there. Where was he? What was he doing? And was he with whoever Mrs. King
probably,
Charles is now?
Probably, yes. Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, he stayed in Highgrove most of the time, and she lived, you know, her base was there at Kensington Palace in London. And I saw her every morning for, you know, I was just saying, 10, 12 years. I met her when she was 17.
Did you really?
So I knew her quite well. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady.
You know, sitting here in the United States, and we're joking a little bit, but the truth is, Renee Plant, Richard Darlington, who are coming with this fascinating story. We in the United States, we have some people here in the States who are all into your royal family, and there are some of us who, in all candor, are not. I mean, I was all on, you know, I was all on board with what I call Brexit version 1.0, 1776, when we told you guys, get your stuff, get out. But I'm still fascinated with her story. You tell me a little bit, Renee. It wasn't just the hair. It wasn't just the image. There was something that seemed so genuine about her that drew in even those of us who are not royal people.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to have met Princess Diana myself as a 12-year-old growing up in Australia. So I'm part of that Commonwealth and the monarchy, and I was influenced by that. I actually got to meet her a second time when I was 18 years old, and both times she reached up, shook my hand, and she had this ability to make you feel like you were connected to her, even with a look of an eye, the touch of a hand. She had this, and I've done over 50 interviews with the Princess Diana Museum, which is an online museum, and I've curated over 2,700 pieces that are all historical, all belonging to her, that represent her whole trajectory of her life. And she was only with us for 16 short years. And when you look at the level of the compassion, the kindness, the humanitarianism that she had on such a global scale, she's been gone 28 years right now, and there's no one today that I feel has ever stepped into that shoes on that level that she had the ability to do. And she had knew that she was, yeah.
Renee, do you think it was because, as Richard alluded to, although the full story is in the book, it's all about the hair, and you do have to purchase that on Saturday. I'm trying to help you out. I want to move some product for you. But, Renee, is it possible that part of her devotion to the community, part of her interest in all of this, was because she's married to a guy who, how do I say that? He just didn't seem to be all that much about her after the marriage. You know, she seemed to have a lot of free time to go out and, you know, she used it well, but...
Yeah. I feel she found her true calling, like when she was right at the peak of when she passed away. She was in her prime. She just wanted to be loved. I mean, Richard will tell you, she just craved love. She wanted to be loved. And then I've got handwritten letters that she's done where she admits, she's like, there's three of us in this marriage. And I felt, you know, she's just a very vulnerable. I think people connected to her because of her vulnerability and being so open about certain things like the bulimia and I'm depressed and things that people, I'm going to reach out and touch people with, you know, AIDS and shake their hand without a glove. That was huge back in the 80s. And, you know, it was all these little, and the landmine stuff, but she just knew she had this ability to affect people in such a kind, caring way and humanitarian level that I think we've missed right now. Like, everyone's so divided, and I feel like she brought everyone together all around the world, which is why, you know, everyone knows where they were when she passed. Anyone I interview says, I know exactly where I was, and they can explain it. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, Renee, I mean, again, it's 28 years, as you point out. I know where I was. I was on the air in Boston at WRKO, and we talked about it extensively. And we had so many people. It was interesting because we had such a large Irish expat community in Boston who, not exactly fans of the royals necessarily, but they were weeping on the air because there was something about her that, and this sounds insulting, and Richard, I'm going to ask you to handle this one, and I don't mean it insulting, but she seemed almost childlike, like just a little girl who was caught up in this fantasy of being a princess, but with all of the real responsibilities that went along with it.
Well, I think in the beginning, she didn't have any idea what she was getting into because nobody would help her. You know, but luckily I was there and, you know, we turned her into this fashion icon and our humanitarian. Everything she did was just amazing. I mean, there was nobody else like her, not in my lifetime anyway.
No, I was going to say, what do you think about her sons? Are they carrying on her legacy?
William is definitely carrying on. He's you know, he was such a great kid. I did his first haircut. And Harry.
Yeah.
You know, and now I suppose I can say I did the King's hair as well, but, you know, that's not going to end up in the Tower of London. But, you know, William was incredible. He was very funny.
Yeah.
Well, and I did write to William and Harry before starting the Princess Diana Museum back in 2014 and let them know that this was my intention to honor her life and legacy in this way. And they did write back and give me their blessing. And so I would not have gone on this journey, like, you know, acquiring all her pieces, because I felt like she was getting whitewashed from history right after her death, like to make way, obviously, for Camilla. And there was no one really respecting all these pieces that were just scattered all across the world aimlessly with no real value behind them. And so it's been my mission to literally put it all together. And obviously in the book, which is really cool, there's these QR codes. And what happens is Richard will share a story, and then there's a QR code down the bottom, and then it links you out into the piece that's actually in the museum. So you can actually, it's like an interactive repository, actually. Yeah, it's really cool.
That is very cool. Now, Renee, you said you set out to obtain all of these pieces, all of these items. That can't be inexpensive.
No, it's definitely not, but it's been a slow and steady progression, obviously, over 10 years.
Yeah.
But I'm very fortunate enough to be able to, you know, to do it one by one and very slowly. But these pieces are so historical and really important. And when you get to weave all these pieces through to tell her life, all the way from her childhood, I've got baby shoes, baby dresses that she wore that she gifted to a mother in Knightsbridge who was homeless. She just was such a giving person the entire time. And, you know, I'm really excited. We are coming and bringing the Princess Diana Museum out in public for the first time next year. It'll launch in September 26th, and that will be an absolute dream come true, honestly, to see it all out there to the public. And it gives back to children's charities. So, you know, we're honoring all the kids and the charities that Diana, you know, believed in when she was around, and kind of through her life and legacy, we want to continue to give back at that level.
I love all of this. So we get the chance to jump ahead of that. We're going to be at the front of the queue. It is 1 o'clock this Saturday at the Dominion Energy Center. For folks who want to check out this Princess Diana Museum online first, can they do that? Renee, how do they do that?
Yes, it's online and accessible anywhere around the world. And you just go to princessdinamuseum.org and you'll go and see all you can just, it's a membership because it's a donation. We're a 501c3. And so all the money helps, you know, continue to preserve all these pieces. But you'll get to see them all in 3D, which is really, really fun. You can get interactive all the way through. And you hear all the interviews I've done with people that were around her while she's alive, which are really, really incredible.
I love that. All right. Now, Mr. Darlington, you are all about the hair, My Decade with Diana, her royal Princess of Wales. Do we need to purchase the book online first, or will you have some copies there?
No, the big copies.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Thank you so much.
We are looking forward to coming to Richmond.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You, Richard, will have to tell us what the deal is, what's happened to William's hair in the time since you've actually been responsible for it.
Mine used to look like his, but I had a transplant, so I've got all this hair now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. That is Richard Darlington as well as Renee Plant. Now, these are two really funny people. They're smart people. You may or may not be a Princess Diana person. I'm just telling you, 28 years after she was killed. I mean, we all, if you are of a certain age, remember exactly where you were when it happened. You remember details about her. Many of us, myself included, I mean, big, tough guy, blah, blah, blah. I always felt sorry for her. I always felt like she was some...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Somehow just not being treated properly, even though here she was a member of the royal family. So this is going to be pretty cool on Saturday again at the Dominion Energy Center. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know how I was bragging just a couple of moments ago? Time. I finally got my handle back on time with the jet lag. And, well, sorry, Germ, but what are you going to do? Jeff, liberalism is, in fact, a mental disorder incarnate. All right. The thing is, classical liberalism, no. No, it may not be my thing, but I'm totally okay with it. But there's this progressivism, there's this uber leftist crapola. That's the dangerous stuff. Jab, MSNBC wouldn't exist and CNN would be nonpartisan if Roger Ailes hadn't decided that Nixon was railroaded by the media and created Fox, I guess, is what he... Oh, yeah, a completely Republican news station. Blame Fox News and Rush Limbaugh for partisan news. Chris in Highland Park. Chris, that's ridiculous. Every single thing that you just wrote there is completely and totally untrue and without question, ridiculous. But otherwise, thank you very much for visiting the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, my friend Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News. Please make sure you are tuned in for that. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor, will be talking about the lawfare against President Trump. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.